Hey, grown-ups, guess what? The Story Pirates just announced brand new dates for the Amazing Adventure Tour. Come see us perform songs like Cats Sit on You and Fart Out Loud Day and improv comedy based on your kids' ideas. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Skokie, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, and Joliet, Illinois. We would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live. And grown-ups, did you know that you can share more episodes of the Story Pirates podcast with your kids without even leaving your podcast app? All of our bonus episodes with more coming every month are now available on Story Pirates Podcast Plus. And you can subscribe right in Apple Podcasts. Plus, you'll get our Just Songs and Just Stories feeds, so no more scrolling through episodes to find your kids' favorites. Want even more perks? Story Pirates Podcast Plus is also available in Creator Club, where you can get insider access and pre-sale opportunities to upcoming tours, or with a premium membership, a free shirt, and access to our brand new Create a Story events, where your kids help Lee and Peter build a story that will make it onto the podcast. Learn more at storypirates.com/podcast. Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, Lee from the Story Pirates here. I am so excited because for us, it's Thanksgiving week, which can only mean one thing: a special bonus episode featuring the world's most famous DJ who's also a worm. It's DJ Squirmalot!
What up, Lee? It's DJ Squirmalot coming at ya, ready to smash that space bar!
DJ Squirmalot, I need to know, did you put together a Thanksgiving mixtape for us this year?
Oh, did you want a mixtape this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that usually you make mixtapes for us to listen to on a road trip, but even though I'm not traveling this year, I kind of still want a mixtape to listen to around the ship.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes! Something to listen to while I'm cooking and eating and lying around and cooking some more and eating some more and lying around for longer periods of time and, you know, once again, cooking and eating.
Okay, Lee, we get it!
Sorry.
It's okay.
But seriously, will you make me a mixtape?
That depends. What are you cooking? Anything I would like?
Yeah, sure.
Lee, get a hold of yourself.
What?
You were just saying, yeah, sure, over and over again. I think you're stuck in a loop.
Well, yeah, I was just going through the recipes in my head and trying to modify them to see how to make them acceptable to a worm.
Oh, just a worm.
Yeah, a DJ worm.
And what kind of DJ worm?
The greatest DJ of all time who happens also to be a worm.
Nicely done.
Thanks for writing that down for me. I don't think I would have remembered the exact wording.
Let's get back to the menu.
Okay. So, how about this? You start the mixtape, and I'll start cooking up some Thanksgiving recipes for you.
That sounds totally awesome.
Okay, bye!
Woo! I'll tell you, that guy is a lot. Anyway, time for our first song. Listeners, this first track comes to us from the last season of the Story Pirates podcast, and it's in homage to the great Alanis Morissette, written by an 8-year-old from Texas named Amelia. Here's "The Night I Started Sharing a Room with My Sister."
Let me tell you a story about a night that changed my life. It was last winter. I came home on a Tuesday, a pretty normal afternoon. Everything was fine. Mom, she came right up to me with a crazy idea in her head. She said to go look in my room, and I couldn't find my bed. Dun, 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 okay, it was the night I started sharing a room. It was the night I started sharing a room with my sister.
Wait, Mom, what are you gonna do with my room?
Well, you know how your father got me an exercise bike for my birthday?
You're turning my room into a gym?
Think of it more like a room with an exercise bike, honey.
Oh, it's not fair. Nobody gets me.
Tonight, you and your sister will be roommates.
I think I read 100 words about roommates online, and I was not fine. You have to share a window, you have to share a closet, you have to share a bedtime. Okay, nothing is mine. Sharing a room with my sister.
Good night, girls. Sweet dreams. If you need me, I'll be in Lisa's old room. I have a 9 p.m. live session on my bike with Sean F.
If you can't sleep, if your pillow's too hot, if you can't lie still, cause your head's full of thoughts, or the shadows on the wall, they won't let you rest at all, then you must share a room, you have it. Sleep at tidings. If you share a room, you know. Cause you know your sibling snores. You know your sibling snores. You know your sibling, you know your sibling snores. Sibling snores. It was the night I had a little trouble falling asleep the night. But eventually I fell asleep the night. Okay, the night I started sharing a room. I started sharing a room with my sister.
So, Lisa, how'd you sleep last night?
It was okay. But do I have to sleep with her every night?
Yeah.
Ugh!
The night I started sharing a room.
Love her so much.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. And that was "The Night I Started Sharing a Room with My Sister." Kind of reminds me of what I'm living right now. The Thanksgiving I started sharing a meal with Lee. Oh, here it comes. I hope he's cooked up something delicious for me.
All right, DJ Squirmalot, I made you something.
And what is it?
It's a turkey. See, check it out. It's a whole turkey.
What?
But it's a Thanksgiving tradition.
Lee, who do you think I am? Worms don't eat turkey.
They don't?
Get out and try again.
Okay, but real quick, can I do a plug before the next song?
Make it quick, you're on thin ice.
Okay. Hey, grown-ups. Did you know that Story Pirates has a non-profit arm? Story Pirates Changemakers makes all of our Story Pirates programs accessible to underserved schools and kids, as well as those facing homelessness, foster care, hospitalization, refugee status, and other challenges. This Tuesday, December 1st, is Giving Tuesday, and we hope that you'll consider supporting our creative literacy programs at storypiratschangemakers.org. Okay, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies, this next track is an oldie but a goodie, and a Story Pirates classic. It's by a fourth grader from Colorado named Coleman, and this is Dog Day.
Hey, Coleman.
Hey, Ashley.
Want to hang out?
Well...
yeah, we could go down to the mall or go see a movie or...
Listen, Ashley, you know I love hanging out, but today's a special day. Today is Dog Day.
Dog Day? What's that?
Well, I'll tell you. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my dog all day. On Dog Day, we'll go to the park, play fetch, and maybe go for a hike. On Dog Day, I get to hang out with my Labrador Retriever. Her name is Bella, and you can believe her. She loves eating treats, and I don't have to leave her home. On Dog Day, you could hang out with a dog of your own. A boxer,
a poodle,
a husky,
or dachshund,
a shepherd, a bichon, a pit bull, or foxhound.
Great Danes are great.
Yeah, but so are chihuahuas.
And now there's a day to play with them for hours and hours. Wait, Coleman, what if I don't have a dog?
Oh. Well, you could borrow a Labrador Retriever with mountains in the background on a beautiful field. You'll know how I feel.
I know how you feel
on Dog Day. I get to hang out with my dog all day
on Dog Day. I get to hang out with my dog all day
on Dog Day. I get to hang out with my dog all day
on Dog Day.
Happy Dog Day.
Rosie, I am a rose, have I got a story for you. I am a flower with magic powers, here's what I love to do. I love to fly. I'm a magical rose and I fly. I used to do it at night when the stars were so bright so nobody else could see. That was my chance to find all the plants that had the good food for me. I have a magic mouth that looks like a petal. I eat with my very special big mouth petal. It was good times, I guess, but now I confess the routine got a little bit boring. Then I found out there were more magic things for me to eat in the morning. In the morning. So I decided to fly.
People doing, looking like it. with my baby brother when we discovered something a little bit shocking, something flying. It looked like a rose and it was flying. Then the rose, she flew down next to me on the ground and she started to talk to me. That's when I landed and I demanded, why are you looking at me?
And I said, I don't mean to be rude.
I've just never seen a rose fly. Think it's super cool how you fly. I told my parents about Rosie, but they didn't believe me.
A flying rose? That can fly? In the sky?
Honey, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you should take a nap.
I told my parents about the rose again, and this time they believed me.
A flying rose?
A flying rose.
That can fly.
That can fly.
In the sky.
In the sky.
Oh, that's just beautiful.
It's amazing.
But the happiest end was when I told my new friend Rosie, there's a surprise for you. I asked my parents to give you a house, and my wish came true. So after you fly, you can come home.
I can fly, come home after I roll.
Then I gave Rosie some seeds for magic planting.
I planted the seeds and became a flower seller. I felt happy.
She felt happy.
Squirmy Wormies, this is the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. That was Rosie the Rose, written by a 6-year-old from California named Avery. Before that was Dog Day, which reminds me, I forgot to tell you all that, like a lot of people right now, I got a dog! You know, I haven't been touring this year, just spending a lot of time in my wormhole, and I needed company. He's extremely small, because I'm a worm, of course. Let's meet him. Hey, get over here. Isn't he cute? He's a poodle doodle, a mix between a poodle and a doodle bug. Good boy, good boy. Now, do some tricks for the listeners. Ready? Scratch a record. This is, actually, quite good. Quite good. How did you get this good? Were you practicing while I was talking to Lee? This is some advanced turntabling. Jeez, you know, I would clap for you if I wasn't a worm. Yes, you do deserve a treat. In fact, take all the treats, pup! That'll keep him busy for a while. Okay, we're gonna keep the earworms coming with another song. This one comes to us from a 7-year-old named Ellie, and it's called The Time Machine.
Once there was a little girl named Susie.
That's me.
She was having a walk and found a time machine. Went inside to see what she could see. But when she opened the door again, she had been time traveling to Jurassic times.
Wow, look at all those dinosaurs.
And all of a sudden, a T-Rex appeared. She was surrounded, she was out of ideas. A triceratops
Iris baked his Pangea famous banana bread. Diplodocus brought green leaf casserole.
It's my mom's recipe.
T-Rex spent all yesterday marinating the mammoth rolls. Susie was surprised, she didn't know where to begin.
Coming.
Hi.
Okay, see you next time.
Great party.
Get some leftovers on your way out.
Another one.
I'm still hungry.
What a great song! You know, speaking of potlucks, wasn't Lee supposed to be cooking me up a Thanksgiving feast?
All right, here comes dinner. Watch out, it's hot.
Wow, look at that. A whole feast laid out on a quarter.
Okay, so let me just take you through everything.
Lee, this looks delicious.
Okay, so first we have 15 specks of dirt rolled together into a ball and roasted in the oven for 45 seconds.
Yum! How'd you keep the juices in the dirt like this?
Oh, I'm glad you noticed. I brined it with dirty puddle water.
Yum!
Next we have mashed dirt covered in gravy.
My favorite.
Some dirt stuffing, dirt sauce, and to finish it off, some dirt pie.
Lee, you have outdone yourself. How can I ever thank you?
You could play another song.
Woohoo! All right, listeners, we've got more music coming up for you right after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's of... It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Welcome back, my squirmy wormies. Let's keep the party going with a song written by two brothers, Clive and Silas. Here's Glowy and the Friend Adventurer.
Once there was a whale named Glowy.
Hi.
He lived in a luxury cave mansion.
Sweet.
He was always happy eating krill pot roasts and playing his Fish Station 4 in single player mode.
Pew, 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 pew.
But one day the whale named Glowy.
That's me.
Was cleaning his ginormous bathtub.
Cause I'm a whale.
When he suddenly realized, despite the size of his cave, he felt small and alone.
Aww.
He swam through every room. He felt something was missing. He swam through every room and he said,
something is missing. A friend,
friend.
That's what I need.
A friend.
Someone to share my luxury cave mansion with me. A friend,
friend.
That's what I need.
A friend. So he decided to search the sea. Krill flakes swam out the double doors when he found a sea urchin chilling on the ocean floor.
Will you be my friend?
Asked Glowy. Eek! Said the sea urchin. He was scared of Glowy's size. Glowy said,
oh well, that's fine. I'm off to find a friend. That's what I need.
A friend.
Someone to share my luxury cave mansion with me. A friend.
Friend.
That's what I need.
A
someone to share my luxury cave mansion with me. We can make a krill pot roast on my stove and switch my Fish Station 4 to multiplayer mode. A friend, that's what I need.
A friend. So he continued to search the sea. The fish, he was afraid of Glowy's booming voice. And Glowy said,
this is harder than I thought. I hope by now I would have caught a friend. That's all I need.
A friend.
Somebody who isn't afraid of me. A friend,
friend.
That would be sweet. Somebody who can live in my mansion with me. Somebody I can welcome to my home. And when I'm lonely, call him up on my cellular phone. Yeah, a friend. That's what I need.
So he made one last attempt to search the sea.
Glowy had nearly lost all hope when he changed his course and swam towards the North Pole. There he found a narwhal munching on krill, so he mustered up his courage and all his will.
Can you be my friend?
Asked Glowy.
Sure,
said the narwhal. He wasn't scared of Glowy's booming voice or size. In fact, he said,
fishes often swim for me, frightened of the horn between my eyes.
And Glowy said,
I would never swim away. As your friend, I'm here to stay.
Yeah!
I finally found a friend. It wouldn't be sweet if you shared my lingerie cave mansion with me.
That would be sweet.
I found a friend, and soon you will see all the fun we'll have together, you and me. We can make a grill pot roast on the stove and play my fish station floor and multiplayer more. 'Cause we're friends, that's all we need. Somebody to cook with
and play with
and live with
and stay with.
And I lived happily ever after.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. Time for a full-on mini musical from a 10-year-old named Bryn. Here's Maybelle's Treats.
Good morning, class. I have a special announcement to make. We have a new student joining the fourth grade. Let's give a big Eclectic City welcome to Maybelle.
Hey.
Maybelle, why don't you tell us all a little bit about yourself?
Okay, let's see. My name is Maybelle. I'm in fourth grade, and I just moved here from Redwood Town. My life was awesome, but like in one snap, my world was turned upside down. I left behind the peach tree in the backyard where my friends and I would hang, my favorite local library, my friendly neighbor, Mr. Yang.
All right, Maybelle, I didn't ask for your whole life story, although bonus points for singing. That was really ambitious.
Thank you.
Okay, back to class.
Wait, one more thing. If you really want to understand who I am, I need to tell you about my favorite thing in the whole world. I love treats. They make life sweeter every day.
Maybelle.
Ice cream, cookies, candy always chase my blues away.
This is bad.
'Cause when you try your best on a spelling test, you earn yourself a treat.
Oh, boy.
That's the kind of feeling that can't be beat.
That's enough. Maybelle, that word is inappropriate.
What word? Treats?
Maybelle, stop. You're gonna get us in trouble.
What's wrong with treats?
Go ahead. Tell her, class.
Maybelle, here at Eclect City, we don't have treats.
You never have a cookie in your lunchbox?
No.
Or chocolate after school? When you finish a six-page math assessment?
Nothing.
Treats are against the law, Maybelle.
What? Who would make a law like that?
The mayor, of course. He and he alone knows what's best for Eclect City.
More like Neglect City.
That's it. You just earned the whole class a 50-page assignment on why the mayor of Eclect City is an all-powerful king who is never wrong and cannot be challenged.
I wish I could go back to Redwood Town. I miss treats. They made life sweeter every day. No more cherry popsicles is really not okay. What am I saying? This isn't right. I'm gonna do something about it. I won't give up. I must persist. I'll make them treats they can't resist. I'm gonna change this town one bite at a time. Hey, volleyball team.
Hey, volleyball.
Wouldn't you
treats are banned, and you know it. No treats here.
Not for long. Not if I can help it.
You gotta be careful, Maybelle.
And you gotta taste this donut ice cream. I made it myself.
It's a trap, everyone. Don't do it.
But it looks so good. I guess one bite can hurt.
Well, what do you think?
This ice cream cools me down.
And this donut revs me up.
What a crazy treat combination.
All right, Maybelle, what can we do to help?
The PTA is meeting next week. You bring the kids, I'll bring the treats. The rest will be history.
We're gonna change their minds one bite at a time.
And so, we are agreed that this semester the entire budget will be spent on building a playground for the parents. And with that, I call to a close this meeting of the PTA.
Wait!
Maybelle? The volleyball team? The entire school? What are you doing here?
We just think that all of you parents have been working really hard. We think that you might...
deserve a treat!
Everyone, okay, reel it in. If we could just have a seat, if we could just sit down. Order. I will have order. This is the PDA. Order. Maybelle, I will not have you barging into our very important meeting to tempt us with... delicious. Is that a lemon meringue and cherry pie?
I can't take it anymore!
Give me that pie!
Give me that pie!
The citrus is exotic.
And the cherry is sweet.
What a crazy treat combination.
Listen up, parents! We're taking this movement all the way to City Hall!
We're gonna change this.
This measure. There will be no treats in Eclect City. Ever!
Not even this strawberry shortcake rice crispy treat cupcake?
No, not even. Wait, how did you know? When I was a child, my mother would bake me strawberry shortcake rice crispy treat cupcakes.
Sounds like your mother is an innovative chef. Would you like a bite?
No, I couldn't. I'm the mayor.
Just one bite?
But, well, one bite wouldn't hurt. Oh, just a little taste. It's incredible. What a crazy treat combination. Maybelle, you win. I'll sign the bill.
Welcome, people of Eclect City, to the grand opening of the newest addition to our revitalized downtown waterfront district. Maybelle's Treats!
Cream-filled chocolate hearts.
Thank you for the treats.
That's the kind of feeling that can't be
Maybelle's Treats. Da 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 da. Maybelle's Treats. Da 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 da.
Sold out. See you all tomorrow. The end.
Thank you.
Spirited away, yeah.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving mixtape, and I'm DJ Squirmala. My worm is that last song was The Fairy Without Wings by 6-year-old Franny. Next up, we are going way back into the archives for a song that we first performed in, the early aughts. From fifth grader Michael, here's Giant Bugs 2.
Coming soon to a theater near you, the exciting adventures of Giant Bugs 2 is just as a game to be played by the few. The answer, my friends, lies in Giant Bugs 2. And now, just in case you didn't see Giant Bugs 1, let's meet the main characters. Giant Bugs roll call, Michael!
I'm a ninja scientist, I sail through the galaxy, me and my insect friend Bob. I'm a praying mantis, though most bugs are evil, protecting the world is my job. Mike and I were cruising free when we received a desperate plea.
Those eyes,
that face,
that button nose,
it must be Princess Rose! Activate screen!
If you get this message, I am trapped on Asteroid City of Galaxy Doom. Giant bugs have captured me. Michael, Bob, please come find me soon.
Get away from that screen.
Gotta go!
Bob said,
let's go save the princess. Put on the hyperdrive, Michael, and let's start the show. Oh, look out! It's a giant bug ship. If we sneak on, it'll take us where we wanna go. Mike and I received a tip. Princess Rose was on that ship. Let's try to keep this story short. Prepare to teleport! As soon as we landed, 5 troopers attacked us in full exoskeleton armor.
We know why you're here, but you won't find the princess!
Oh no, they're going to harm her! Yes?
You're a ninja scientist.
That's true.
If we stick together, I'm sure we could tackle them all.
My friend, you're probably right, but Bob!
Yes!
You're a praying mantis.
I know.
Your awesome bug arms will knock all these guys into the wall!
Giant bugs attack!
Take that!
Oh, yeah! That's it!
Go!
But I'm just a little ladybug. I didn't do anything.
Mike was right. We won the fight. But Princess Rose was not in sight. We started running for the door and fell right through the floor.
You guys got my message. I'm so glad I was saved.
My forearms. I stayed out of harm's way and watched as Bob cut out a door. Quickly! Now's our chance for freedom. We fought for what's right, but I don't want to fight anymore. With a button and a blip, we were safe aboard our ship. But when we thought we could relax, once again we were attacked by Bob's twin brother, Evil Pirate Max!
Bob is my brother, but when we were younger, I went the way of the dark side.
I know that he's evil, I know I should fight him, but still, I feel weird inside!
Coming soon to a theater near you, the exciting adventures of Giant Bugs 2.
Will brother fight brother, or what will Bob do?
are my friends, lice and giant bugs too.
The exciting conclusion in Giant Bugs 2. 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 Giant Bugs 2.
Well, my squirmy wormies, we've reached the end of this year's Story Pirates Thanksgiving mixtape. But don't worry, I've got one more track for you to get wiggly to. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that everyone, human, worm, or otherwise, has a fantastic Thanksgiving full of delicious, dirt-filled entrees. Here's the final song from 9-year-old Lila. It's Winter. DJ Squirmalot out!
One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season. No one else liked it, so no one liked her. One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season. No one else liked it, so no one liked her. She was even bullied for it. She was even bullied for it.
All right, class, I have a new assignment for you. Write an opinion paper about your favorite season. Now, class, let's go around the room and everyone say what season you will write about. We'll start with you, Frost.
I'll write about my favorite season. Winter!
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 Am I right, guys?
From then on, everyone, even the nice kids, made fun of her. From then on, everyone, even the nice kids, made fun of her. And bullied her.
Welcome, parents and students, to tonight's school open house. I'll begin by reading one of the opinion papers from our class.
Hey, Teach, don't read Frost's paper. It's about the worst season.
Then all of a sudden, Frost got a burst of confidence. She pulled out a chair and shouted at the top of her lungs. So she pulled out a chair and shouted at the top of her lungs.
Read my opinion paper! Just read it.
Okay. Frost, if you insist.
Skiing, snowboarding, sledding, snowball fights, etc. Reading it made people realize how awesome winter is. Skiing, snowboarding, sledding, snowball fights, etc. Reading it made people realize how awesome winter is. How much fun we can have during it. And how much fun you can have during it. One day there was a girl named Frost. She loved winter. It was her favorite season.